AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House Ethics Committee's long-awaited report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz might be made public in days. Here's the AP's Sankar Meghani.
A person familiar with the move says the bipartisan panel voted in secret to release the report earlier this month. Gaetz lashed out, blasting the committee for moving after he left Congress and saying he now will have no chance to debate or rebut any allegations. He's denied claims of impropriety, saying while his actions were embarrassing, they were not criminal. Gaetz resigned his seat after President-elect Trump tabbed him to be Attorney General. Gaetz later withdrew. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
January 19th is the deadline for China-based TikTok to be sold or else face a ban in the U.S. Today, the Supreme Court said it would hear arguments January 10th on the constitutionality of a possible ban. The case pits free speech rights against the government's stated aims of protecting national security. The Senate will vote on final passage of a sweeping defense bill that would authorize significant pay raises for junior enlisted service members and boost overall military spending, while also stripping coverage of transgender medical treatments of children of military members. This is Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The NDA isn't perfect, but it still includes some very good things that Democrats fought for. Just like in the CR, it has strong provisions to stand up against the Chinese Communist Party here on a national security basis.
The bill has not failed in Congress in nearly six decades. New polling shows Republicans hold an overwhelmingly positive view of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and most approve of President-elect Donald Trump's decision to put Kennedy in his cabinet as health secretary. But recent polling from the AP and the NORC Center also show Americans overall are less positive about Kennedy. This is AP News. The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly approved resolutions demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
And backing the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees that Israel has moved to ban. Israel and the U.S. were in a tiny minority voting against the resolutions. Meanwhile, Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Dannon, says peace talks and hostage negotiations continue.
We made it very clear there will be a linkage between a ceasefire and the release of hostages. And that's what we are talking about now. I'm not sure it will be in one stage.
Dannon says they hope it will be in one stage, but could be similar to past deals. Either way,
we hope we're going to have some news before the holiday of Hanukkah and Christmas.
I'm Julie Walker.
Several children in Nigeria were killed in a stampede during a holiday fair organized by a school. Security forces have been sent to prevent further deaths. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.